Enjoy this, guys. This is what your granddad used to love. It's Bushmint.
Yummy! I hope it's legal, Dad. I heard on the radio that...
Never mind that. Eat up. It's good.
Walia is right. This is not a game. Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bush meat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bush meat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bush meat. This is not a game.
Welcome to the This Is Not A Game radio show, a show dedicated to informing you about the dangers of illegal bushmeat while highlighting the impact of poaching and the benefit of wildlife to Zambia. Remember, illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Hello, my name is Mina and welcome to today's episode. We're talking to Julius Luwaya, director of Peza Foods Limited, and we'll be talking about the difference in pricing between legal game meat and illegal bush meat. We have a great lineup of interesting segments ahead, so let's get started with the interview. Julius, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mina.
Let's just get right into it. Could you tell us a bit about yourself and what inspired you to get into the legal game meat business as a retailer?
First things first, I'm a social entrepreneur. That's what I call myself, looking at what I do. And what drove me to join the legal game meat trading business? One, I looked at my background. I have a background in environmental education. And then the other is that I have a background in entrepreneurship. So I just mixed the two and then looked at how best I can position myself in the ecosystem. And here am I, a legal game meat trader.
That's very interesting. Could you share with us where the sources of legal game meat and illegal bush meat are? Like, what is the difference between the two sources?
Maybe I'll start with the differences. So in our store, when people come to our store and say, oh, do you have bush meat? I just told them there. I do not have bush meat. What I have is game meat. They say, is it not the same? Well, the animal may be the same, but then there are some things which, when we start breaking down, makes the whole thing become different. So bush meat is associated with the black market, the poachers. Those are the people who do that, and usually that's the language which they use, bush meat. For us who are on the legal side, we call our product game meat, legal game meat. That's what we sell. And sourcing, the source from different places. So game meat, we source it from the game farmers who usually grow it at the game ranches. And for those who may not be aware, a game ranch is, think of it as a farm for animals, except that the animals which are being grown, these are from the wild. So this is wildlife.
Okay. Now, Julius, there's a notion out there that legal game meat is more expensive than illegal bush meat. Share your thoughts on that.
Well, it's not that expensive, they say. The difference is there, but it's not much to a point where you'd say it's not affordable. It is affordable. The difference, we're talking over a 50 to 60% difference in terms of pricing compared to beef. We also have to look at things like availability. The amount of beef that we have on the market is so huge such that you can't compare it to game meat. So the difference is okay to a point whereby you can still pay to get game meat because it's rare compared to beef.
Okay.
And then the pricing is different for game meat in that the pricing for fresh game meat is different compared to the price for dry game meat. So you still have options. If you feel dry game meat is very expensive for you, what you can do is buy the fresh game meat and then dry it. And so, drying doesn't take long.
So they are both legal sources, dry and fresh. I can find legal sources for dry and fresh game meat.
Yes. So for the buyers who are the consumers, most retailers, they sell both fresh and dry game meat. The other thing is that illegal bush meat threatens the health of the consumers in the sense that it, in most cases, carries diseases. And research shows that 75% of the emerging zoonotic diseases come from wildlife. And usually what makes the whole thing risky is that, one, the poachers, they do not have the equipment that you need to process the meat in the way that will guarantee enough hygienic conditions. The other is that because they're working with limited resources, rumors such as them urinating on the meat, I'm sure you've heard of this. The other is that they may not have had a good catch in terms of quantity, so they can get whatever animal and mix with that meat which they have. So when you look at all those things, it's the health of the consumers which they're putting at risk. And you can't trace it. That's the other thing. Imagine someone just comes, knocks on your door, identifies themselves at a Tembo or a Banda. They are selling bush meat. And then once you buy from them, you can't trace, because that person just knocked on your door. They spoke to you in confidence. So you find that you are risking your life because you can't trace it. Unlike the legal game meat, which you can trace. Because, for example, Pesa Foods, we have a store. So if you buy our meat and whatever happens, you can always come to our store, or you can contact us. And there are so many ways of contacting us. So those are some of the things which I feel our consumers should know.
Okay, thank you so much for clarity on that, Julius. Let's go on a quick break, and when we're back, we'll be discussing Julius's experience in acquiring a game meat trading license.
Hi, Auntie. How are you? I hope you enjoyed the matebeto yesterday.
It was great. Yeah, but all of us are down today. Upset stomachs, vomiting, and feeling weak.
Well, that's why I'm calling, Auntie. Even us, we are the same. I think it was that bushmeat stew that Wanapiri was boasting about.
Yes, even I thought so. This is not her best.
Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat, this is not a game.
Welcome back. We're still talking to Julius Lawaya, who is Pesa Foods Director, about the difference in pricing between legal game meat and illegal bushmeat. Julius, many people believe getting a trading license is expensive and the process is tedious. How true is this? Could you share your experience with us?
I think instead of them believing, they should take steps to get more information. The process of getting the license is just like any other normal process of getting a government permit. So in my experience, I would say it's something which was manageable. So people should not be afraid of government offices. If you can't go there for some reason, you are afraid of the physical office, go to their website, get the number and call them. They are going to explain all the steps and they will guide you on all the things that you need to do. And in terms of affordability, the license isn't that expensive. They charge less than 100 kwacha for you to trade per month. So when you are paying, you pay for two things. One is to be in possession of the meat, the other is to sell. What you pay for a permit is maybe even less compared to what you'll be paying for your rentals. So maybe we should also try to find time to read about legal game meat and how it is done, which law supports you, which law protects you, because I think it should be the act which was passed somewhere in 2012, if I'm not mistaken, which permitted people to trade in game meat. And we need maybe to inform more people, because this is an industry which is dominated by the black market, of which the people who are trading legally, like myself, I would say maybe we're a speck of dust.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Julius. Is there any other reason you think people should stay away from illegal bushmeat?
As a responsible citizen, you should stay away from illegal bushmeat, in that when you stay away, you are indirect killing the market for illegal bushmeat, which in return provides more opportunities for the value chain that supports legal game meat, because the value chain for legal game meat has the communities involved, has the game ranches involved, and also government also gets to benefit through taxes, because the legal businesses pay tax, so government will also benefit in that way. The other is that you stand a chance of also protecting the people health-wise, in that you reduce the risk of exposing a lot of people to diseases that are related to illegal bushmeat. Other also is that when you stay away, you protect a life in one way or the other, because you are reducing the contact between the poachers and the wildlife officers. So you reduce all that.
And for listeners out there that have now developed an interest in venturing into this legal gaming business, what advice would you have for them?
I like the word business. So you need to do your feasibility study. You need to understand things from the numbers perspective. Do I have the needed capital for me, for example, to rent a place if you don't have a place already? Do you have resources maybe for basic things like where the equipment or where you're going to keep your meat, where you're going, how you're going to process your meat? Ask as many questions as you can. You can also talk to the Wildlife Producers Association. They can also guide. Not forgetting also the Department of Wildlife and National Parks. They will just give you information that you need for you to just understand the business industry, so that when you jump in, you are sure you know what you are doing and you know where to position yourself in the ecosystem.
Okay, thank you so much, Julius. And as we come to the end of our discussion, please remind us of the name of your outlet and the location and how people can contact you.
So the name of the business is called Peza Foods. We are located at Munairi Roundabout on Munairi Road, as if you are going to Chamba Valley, for those who've never been there or for those who have an idea. So we are at plot 09. So when you are just at the bus stop, you'll be able to see us because we're just adjacent to the bus stop. And for those who would like to reach us, they can call 0950798680 or Peza Foods on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just a message and you'll be able to respond.
Okay, great. And that's all we had for today's interview. Julius, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Myna, and I look forward to being here again.
Listeners, stay tuned for interesting facts, takeaways, and news stories lined up.
Did you know that the African wild dog is one of the world's most endangered animals? Listed on the IUCN's red list, the African wild dog population fluctuates but is in a likely irreversible decline. It is estimated that only about 6,600 are left on the continent. The population's biggest threats are habitat loss and killings by humans, who have historically seen them as a nuisance rather than an important ecological player.
Zambia Police Chief Tibuchiri is conveniently located in Skanzi Police Camp off Mogadishu Road.
And so we do have the following species of game that we are selling:
Puko, Lechwe, Impala, Warthog, Bushback, Waterback, and many more to be added to the list. Our game meat, fresh or smoked, is very much affordable depending on the quantity. Our game meat is legally acquired from a trusted source with all the documentation done in accordance with the Zambia Wildlife Act. I'm urging all the customers and would-be customers to buy game meat from Zambia Police Thrift Butchery. Number one, it's legal. Number two, doesn't pose any danger to your health because all the processes are quite clean and sure. Number three, it's affordable. Remember, this is not a game.
If you like illegal bushmeat, remember, flies love it too. Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Two sisters, namely Emily Kapenda and Cleomas Kapenda, have been sentenced to 5 years imprisonment by the Chipata Subordinate Court after it was established that they were found guilty of being in possession of two pieces of elephant ivory without lawful authority. The sisters were apprehended on 15th October 2021 by officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife when they attempted to sell two raw pieces of ivory weighing 8.2 kgs concealed in a 90 kg bag of groundnuts. The poaching of elephants for their ivory has the potential to drive this species to extinction, depriving local communities of access to much needed resources such as jobs, tourism revenue, and other intangible benefits like healthy ecosystems and thriving wildlife populations. This is why convicted offenders face a minimum of 5 years imprisonment without the option of paying a fine. According to an article on www.mongabay.com, an international conservation group is pushing forward with ambitious plans for extended elephant corridors in Africa that would allow the animals room to move more freely. The plan, which is still in conceptual stage, would likely involve the difficult challenge of reaching an agreement with thousands of private, traditional, and public landowners in the East and Southern Africa. If implemented, the Room to Roam project would identify areas of land of vastly varying sizes between the current national parks and protected areas over the next 15 to 40 years before this land is converted to other uses like agriculture or housing development and secure commitment for its use by elephants. Thank you for listening in. We were speaking to Julius Luwaya, Peza Foods Limited Director, on the price difference between illegal bushmeat and legal game meat. Our takeaways from today's interview are that purchasing legal game meat comes with peace of mind, that your meat is not only safe for consumption, but has no risk of jail sentences, which is the opposite for illegal bushmeat. Another thing we learned today is consuming legal game meat not only supports the growing legal game meat industry, but also supports wildlife conservation.
Get interactive and be sure to tune in next time for another interactive and exciting episode. Find us on Facebook and Insta at This Is Not a Game and visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info.
Enjoy this, guys. This is what your granddad used to love. It's bushmeat.
Yummy! I hope it's legal, Dad. I heard on the radio that.
Never mind that. Eat up. It's good.
Walia is right. This is not a game. Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.